columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and T-Mac.
Hey, Tyler, we got to correct something. It was a while ago, but I still think we have to correct it. And I want to thank John Meyer, who's a great writer from the Denver Post, and he covers the Olympics and skiing and all sorts of cool stuff that I love. But one of them, I guess, is not gymnastics. As we find out, Nastia Lukin, she's not from Russia, dude.
She's a Russian-born American.
Not only is she an American, she's a gold medalist from the 2008 Olympics.
Oh, man, between the two of us on that one. Oh,
well, I'm not taking any blame here. I never heard of her.
At least I knew she was a gymnast, an Olympic gymnast.
Where did the Russia thing come from?
She is either born in Russia, parents are from Russia. She is a Russian American.
Okay, the John Meyer, born in Russia, moved here when she was two. Grew up in Dallas.
There's the Russia part.
There's the Russia part. Then Nikki sent me a People magazine article. I think her and our punter Sam Martin are still together, from what I can tell.
You know what? I was just looking at pictures of them on the red carpet. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah, she is gorgeous. She is unbelievably smart. She's a really smart person, I can tell, just looking at her. I mean, wow.
Smart.
Like, this is one of these very rare occasions where an NFL player is outdone by his girlfriend. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt she is a bigger celebrity than Sam Martin. No offense, Sam. I'm glad you're here and all. But wow.
Dude, did you see the picture of them at the ESPYs?
I did not see that.
Sam Martin's looking pretty suave, dude. Pretty suave. He's got the gold chains, all black suit on, white sneakers. Oh, yeah.
Well, so you mean to tell me we have a kicker who's Brandon McManus, who comes with his own flavor, and now our punter is Sam Martin, who is got his own flavor and dates an Olympic hero.
Yeah, those are our specialists. They are proving that specialists are people.
Wow. Yeah,
and,
man.
And famous,
I mean,
people like them.
It almost makes me want to listen to some Sam Martin from today. Are you? No.
I've been dying to hear it, D-Mac.
You are not. Are you really?
I've been dying to hear the punter's audio.
Well, nobody asked him about his girlfriend, which would have been way more interesting, but here he is talking about working with Tom McMahon.
I had a conversation with Pat McAfee, who obviously he worked with Coach McMahon for a while.
Okay, I'm bored instantly. It doesn't matter. Who cares? All right, Sam Martin, welcome to Denver, and Nastia, I think you said, she's a broadcaster. She was planning on working on the Olympics coverage. And she used to date another pro athlete.
Who's that?
Some hockey player named Matt Lombardi.
Okay.
And they had a 3-year engagement that they broke off for Sam Martin. Maybe Sam Martin is more interesting. Let's listen to him again for a second.
Spend some time.
I was going to say follow up with that. You know, I've played against.
No, turn it off.
No, still boring. Not interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know how he got her.
Okay. All right, I want to play a little of Mike Greenberg about Bill Belichick. Listen to this for a second.
Bill Belichick coached exactly 100 games before Tom Brady's first start. It was 42-58. Most of that was in Cleveland, where he took over a Browns team that had made the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. He coached them 5 seasons. He had losing records in 4. By the way, Nick Saban was his defensive coordinator 4 of those 5 seasons. And yes, the ending was a terrible situation. The team planning to relocate to Baltimore. Factor that in however you like. Then he went to New England. Belichick was 5-13 with Drew Bledsoe, number one overall draft pick, at quarterback. Then Brady took over. In his first start, he beat Peyton Manning and the Colts by 31 points as a double-digit underdog. He then went 13-3 the rest of the way and won the Super Bowl.
Well, you see where it's going. he's talking about the fact that it's really Brady, not Belichick, or at least posing that question. It's fascinating, Tyler. This is kind of a very chicken or the egg. Let me just get your opinion. When Time writes this story, who do you think will be more influential, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady in the Patriots' success?
Man. I don't know how to call that one, D-Mac. Every part of me says that it should be the quarterback. Part of me says that Tom Brady was the most influential. But, man, especially with him leaving town a little bit, if Bill Belichick were to have any success, I mean, if he were to even sniff a Super Bowl again.
Right.
Dude, I mean, can you imagine the legacy he would have?
Well, let me read you something that a listener sent me on Twitter earlier today. This is from February 13th, 1991. And it's a philosophical statement Bill Belichick wrote up. And he talks about offense, offensive line, and tight ends. On the offensive line, you're going to love this. Here's who he's looking for. Big guys who are strong, powerful players. Guys who have to have the frame to get bigger. Knock someone off the ball and keep a defender on the line of scrimmage against the pass. Big guards against 3-4 linebackers. Offensive tackles who can get their hands on people. Not necessarily have to be great athletes due to a quick 5-step passing game. Can use a slightly dumber guy who is a good athlete. He actually wrote that. You can actually use a dummy as long as he's a good athlete. Easy. I know where you're thinking. Just easy. He needs to be able to block the right guy, need to recognize fronts, and be smart enough to block the right guy. Listen to this. Guys who get penalized a lot are not what we want. Big, strong, physical, nasty, smart. Although he says it's all right to have a dumb guy as long as he's a good athlete. Okay? Now I want to read something else to you.
Never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I understand, and it's too easy to take shots. So.
I mean, goodness, holy cow! I mean, seriously.
Right. So, we're all thinking the same thing. So why don't we just leave it there? Right.
Okay.
Let me read this thing about tight ends. He says has to be a catcher. Ozzie Newsome, Keith Jackson, don't need the offensive line type in a tight end's jersey. Says we can get him what we can get from him on the blocking. Doesn't matter about that. Again, don't let the lack of blocking ability eliminate a good player. Has got to be able to catch. This was written in 1991. So if we want to assess if it's Belichick or it's Brady, I just want to point out there, Tyler, there's certain philosophies Belichick has had that have been pretty important to how they develop a team and what success they've had.
Yeah, you know, and I guess that was a little bit ahead of the times as well.
Way,
I
mean, the tight end is ahead of the time.
The tight
way
end ahead. He's talking about right there is every tight end in the NFL. I mean, all the superstars right now, you could live with their blocking or not. It's like, okay, if they can block, great. Other than that, we want a wide receiver that lines up in the line of scrimmage and can get matched up on a linebacker.
Tyler, I have been doing basically 10 years of radio, where football experts of many different varieties have told me how important blocking is for tight ends. And I have sat there for years.
Well, it depends on the scheme, but yes.
I have said, who cares? I don't care. And it's too much of a giveaway. And I'll give you a specific. Shannon Sharp was on this show a million times, called Julius Thomas drugstore cotton soft, which
oh,
is
wow.
right
okay.
And I was like, he caught 24 touchdowns in 2 years. Sign me up for Julius Thomas again.
Okay, and remind me, who was he teamed up with? Who were the other tight ends on the team? Because you got to have somebody. You got to have somebody that can do the blocking for you.
Virgil Green.
Virgil Green. There you go. That's who it was.
Yeah, who, ironically, wasn't much of a blocker in college at Nevada. He was more of this, like, crazy athlete with, like, a 42-inch
But that's what he became
vertical.
In the NFL.
Right, but he was able. In fact, we were frustrated that he wasn't better. But that being said, in terms of Belichick and Tom Brady, I don't know, dude. Just seeing this from 1991, hey, we only need a certain type of tackle because we're going to have five-step drops and we're going to get rid of the ball, right? I mean, there's an overarching philosophy. Do you think Vance Joseph could write up something like that? Do you think? By the way,
I suppose you would have to know your philosophy before you can write it down.
Right. I bet. But it's not enough to know it because I bet McDaniels could write something like this. He just couldn't communicate it effectively, right?
Josh on paper probably would have crushed this.
Right, exactly. Why do you think Josh got the job? You know, he probably wrote up something like this that was incredibly impressive. So then it goes to the, well, how much does it matter that you can write something down in paper, Tyler? Can you coach it?
Yeah, you either got to have the people skills to know how to relate to human beings, or you got to be Bill Belichick with the success that Bill Belichick has had, and then you don't have to worry about all that.
Think John Elway could write up something like this?
Oh, man. I mean, yes. Yes. You want me to change my answer? Are you just going to sit there waiting until I change my answer?
We'll hear from John Elway. The top six comes up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.